On your radio.
On your phone.
Online.
And here.
Play KMFM.
News you can trust.
This is KMFM, and with the latest news for Kent at 1 o'clock, here's Nicola Everett.
The Prime Minister says she will go back to Brussels after MPs supported a proposal for her to renegotiate her Brexit deal. They backed the idea of replacing the controversial insurance policy for the Irish border during a vote last night. But the European Council President says there's no prospect of negotiation. Sky's Europe correspondent Mark Stone is in Brussels.
Even if the remaining members of the EU were to decide to reopen the withdrawal agreement, the European Parliament, the 751 MEPs of this place, have said quite clearly that there is no majority for getting through a withdrawal agreement which does not have the backstop in it.
Meantime, the Prime Minister will meet with Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn this afternoon. But with 58 days to go, what do you think of the latest Brexit development? These people have mixed opinions about how to move forward.
The EU has behaved very arrogantly in the last 2 years, in my view, and I think people don't want to be bossed by Brussels.
To leave doesn't mean that we are no longer going to be impacted by the EU, and now that means we're going to basically lose all our position of privilege to make those decisions and be around that table, but still be impacted by the decisions they make.
KMFM News.
A 4x4 has been used to drag a safe from a post office near Maidstone. Police were called to the high street in Staplehurst just after 3 this morning. A silver Jeep was later found on fire in Cork Lane, but the safe is still missing. We might have avoided the worst of the weather in Kent overnight, but forecasters are warning of more snow and ice to come. They've got a yellow alert in force from 1 tomorrow morning until Friday night. It's thought around 1 to 3 centimetres of the white stuff could fall, but in some areas it could be as much as 5 to 10 centimetres. Most of the problems this morning were caused by ice, and KCC Senior Highway Manager Toby Howe says that could still be an issue.
There will be some icy roads still out there. It's rained through Tuesday afternoon, and therefore there will be some wet patches that are frozen, possibly that haven't thawed because it's still very cold out there.
Elsewhere, planes are now taking off and landing at Manchester Airport after heavy snow forced the closure of its runways earlier. There are still delays at Liverpool Airport, though, and several schools in both cities are shut.
KMFM. KMFM News.
It's been revealed that a fire which burned for 25 days at a warehouse in Margate left the fire service with a bill of more than £160,000. Pounds. The blaze broke out on the Westwood Industrial Estate in September and needed hundreds of firefighters working around the clock to bring it under control. The warehouse had been filled with illegally stored waste. 4 children were arrested. 3 of them are still under investigation. Social media companies are being told to take more responsibility to protect kids from disturbing content on their sites. The Children's Commissioner for England has asked the likes of Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat and YouTube to back the idea of a digital ombudsman. Anne Longfield says they could respond to concerns from youngsters and parents, but Andy Burrows from the NSPCC reckons that doesn't go far enough.
The emphasis here has to be on the introduction of statutory regulation and ensuring that platforms have to adhere to a legally enforceable duty of care. That means platforms doing everything they can to identify risks and then to ensure that they're managed.
And Jess Glynn is going to be performing in Kent this summer. She's the first act to be confirmed for the Castle Concerts in Rochester in July. Tickets will go on sale on Monday.
KMFM Sport.
With Dino Rod, the drainage experts in Kent. Visit dino.com.
Now with news on a disappointing evening for Gillingham and a look ahead to tonight's Premier League action, here's Ish.
Well, the Gills remain just a point above the League One relegation zone after being held to a goalless draw by Accrington Stanley. Striker Brandon Hanlon reckons they deserved a better result at Priestfield.
I'm quite surprised, to be fair, that we didn't get a goal or two even. I'm definitely surprised, but I feel like we were doing the right things on the pitch and sooner or later they'll fall together. I mean, it's a change of formation since the last couple of games, so I feel like it'll definitely work.
Last night's game followed their exit from the FA Cup at the weekend. The Gills are next back in action against Coventry on Saturday. In the Premier League, Manchester City boss Pep Guardiola says they'll do their best not to give up in the Premier League title race despite a shock defeat to Newcastle. The champions let a 1-0 lead slip to lose 2-1 at St James's Park. It means leaders Liverpool can go 7 points clear of City with a win over Leicester tonight.
And in the past few minutes, Gillingham have announced details of a new signing. You can find out who it is at kentonline.co.uk. That's the latest. Next updates at 2.